You're listening to All Things Considered on KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Heplin. A legend in Arkansas sports has died. Longtime University of Arkansas football coach and later athletic director Frank Broyles died today of complications from Alzheimer's disease, according to a statement from his family. He was 92. I spoke with longtime Arkansas sports writer Harry King about Broyles' legacy.
Well, I think if you're of a certain age, Arkansas football didn't really come about. There was one good year in the 50s, but when Frank Broyles arrived, things changed. He was there 19 years, and then he was there another two decades as athletic director. He crafted the entire athletic program, grew it into what it is, hired Eddie Sutton, hired Nolan Richardson, hired John McDonald, who won a multitude of NCAA track championships. And all that time, you have to understand how classy he was and how he did things. He set a tone that, I'm trying to think of the right way to say this, and I'm not doing a very good job, but because I actually had some personal dealings with him that where his class showed through. And let me just tell you one example. I don't want to bore you with this, but in 69, they lost the national championship, what turned out to be the national championship game to Texas. And I was on the sidelines working for the Associated Press at the time, and it was a crushing defeat. Led 14-0, lost 15-14. And when he came off the field, his daughters, twin daughters, were on each side of him crying their eyes out, and he was comforting them when he had to have suffered the most difficult loss to deal with. That's an image I have. And that evening, he hosted members of the media at his house, 60, 70 people, for supper, because it was a national game that attracted all kinds of attention. Back in the days before, there were six or eight ball games on every day. This was the game in the country for the whole. It was just reflects on his character.
Yeah, that obviously a tough day, and to be that way.
Yeah, it just, like I said, I had some dealings with him at my years at the Associated Press and all that, and he was always most gracious, most helpful, most whatever compliments you can pay somebody about character, they belong to him.
What was it that Frank Broyles brought to the University of Arkansas that made them start doing so well?
Well, he created an enthusiasm with the help of Orville Henry at the Arkansas Gazette. Broyles managed to unite the state behind the Razorbacks, and that's still true. As much as I like, I graduated from your university, and I like the people of Arkansas State, but the state unites behind the Razorbacks, still does.
And even after the years, he continued to have a presence with the UA sports program.
Yeah, the hiring of Coach Richardson was a breakthrough moment. I mean, Eddie Sutton was really a good coach, but to go out and hire a black coach at the University of Arkansas, and besides that, I mean, Coach Broyles recruited the first black athletes up there. It changed things completely. They might have been a little slow doing it, but they finally got to it, and the way he handled everything. I keep coming back to character, but that just stands out to me in the way he handled things and the way he handled people. He did something personal for me that is not a big deal, but was very helpful.
And finally, beyond what you've said, anything else you think people should remember Frank Broyles for?
If he had it his way, he'd probably like to be remembered for the things that he did for people, and all those athletic facilities that you see when you go to Fayetteville all reflect his ability to raise money and get people behind him, unite the state, like I said earlier. What a vision to join the SEC in a day when everybody thought the Southwest Conference was around. Arkansas had been in it for a charter member and all that, and to move Arkansas into the SEC was a vision beyond what anybody could see at that time.
Sports writer Harry King, thanks very much for sharing your thoughts.
No problem. Thank you.